Hello and namaste. It is almost the end of the year, and this is going to be one of our last podcasts of the year. And it's about time that passes, so we wanted to end talking about time and the Vedic almanac. And Vedic almanac is based on the moon calendar, or the lunar calendar, basically. And in this podcast, I'll be talking about why it is important for Ayurveda practitioners to follow a lunar calendar instead of the solar calendar. So normally, the entire world, the entire planet, we follow the Gregorian calendar with 365 days, which exists based on the rotation of the Earth around the sun, right? But lunar calendar is based on something else. It's based on the cycle of 15 days of waxing and 15 days of waning of the moon, dark fortnight and light fortnight. And all the 30 days in a lunar cycle have special energy, and we're going to learn a little bit about that. So without further ado, here we go. So in a lunar calendar, we basically have two cycles, right? And each cycle ends up either in a new moon or in a full moon. Everybody got that? So you have cycle one. I'm just going to call this, let's give it a cycle number one, cycle number two, or you can call this cycle number one, cycle number two, because it's the egg came or the chicken. We don't know. We're just, for the sake of understanding, call this cycle number one. So you have your first day, the moon is small, right? The moon is in Pratipat, you have a big round moon. Actually, let's start with Purnima. Today is Purnima. Let's start with Purnima. A lot of you, this is Purnima today, right? So today is full moon. What does that mean? It's the end of a cycle. That means this number two cycle, the full moon cycle, has ended. That means what is going to happen tomorrow? What is the tithi going to be tomorrow, because it's full moon today? Anyone want to guess? Just say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's good enough. You don't need to know. The first moon day. And the Sanskrit for the first moon day is called Pratipat. Yeah? So this Pratipat, why is this Pratipat not in this cycle? Why am I calling it number one of the new cycle? Why is it not this one? Why is this? Why do you think? So there are two cycles, right? Yes, that's from a previous moon cycle. After this, the cycle that will begin will be a new cycle, right? So we are going to go into the new cycle that will be Pratipat. So tomorrow is Pratipat, or the first day. Then they'll, and the because the moon is full today, moon will still kind of look full tomorrow too, right? And then the moon will still be full, and slowly it will start becoming less and less and less and less as we move through moon day one, lunar day one, lunar day two, lunar day three, lunar day four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. About 14, the moon has almost disappeared. It's a little dot in the sky. And then suddenly there's no moon. We are moonless. The day, Amavasya and Purnima are the end of the cycle. So even though they are tithis, for the purpose of learning, we have divided into 14 plus 1, and here, I'm just going to write 14. 14 tithis plus 1, and then again, 14 tithis plus 1. These plus 1 are also tithis, but this is just for understanding. So when we are moving from this, starting tomorrow, when we are moving from this big, round, gorgeous moon all the way to new moon, that means the moon is going to go dark or light. Is the moon going to go dark or light in the next 15 days? It's going to go dark. So it's called the dark fortnight. Fortnight is a word. Okay. When I first came to this country, I used the word fortnight, and some guy said, "What's a fortnight?" As in, he thought fortnight was the video game. I thought he was joking with me, but apparently that's not a word that's used in the United States a lot. It means 15. Fortnight is the word that is related. It's a word related to the lunar cycle. So the dark fortnight in Sanskrit, the dark fortnight in Sanskrit is called Krishna Paksha. Krishna means dark. Paksha means cycle or classification or portion, right? So the dark fortnight, then like tomorrow is going to be Pratipat, and these are Sanskrit names for each of the tithis. For example, today is Purnima, tomorrow is going to be Pratipat. Let's so Christmas is 25th. Can anybody tell me what day it is on, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Saturday. Okay, so today is full moon, and it is we're going with full moon today, 12:18. So this is 12:19, 12:20, 12:21. So 12:21 is solstice, which from lunar calendar, it's Tritiya. So December 21st solstice is falling on a Tritiya, right? Then 22, 23, 24, 25. So 25th December is a Saptami. It is an Amavasya Saptami. It's an okay day. It's a fine day. So all of these days have certain energy that you can use to get things done. You know, a little bit control your life, a little bit of control your, you know, manage your life and manage your karma, basically. It's like if you are in water, can you swim against the current? It's very hard to swim against the current, right? But if you let the current carry you, so think of the energy of these tithis as the current that can carry you. Some of these tithis have bad current, so you don't want to swim those days. And some of these tithis have great current, you want to swim those days, okay? So we'll get into it. So this is 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, January 1st, Chaturdashi. Not a good day for going drinking. Then January 2nd is new moon, Amavasya. That means Jan 3rd is the day when we come back. Is the Pratipat of which cycle? January 3rd is the Pratipat, meaning first lunar day. Is everyone understanding this? Should I go over it again? So this is January 3rd, January 4th, 5th, 6th. So we are back around January 3rd, I think. Tritiya. So we are back on Pratipat. So when, after the new moon on January 2nd, when we start, then it'll be again a starting from 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way till we reach 14, and then it's going to be Purnima again. And when we are going from, there is absolutely no moon in the sky and the moon is slowly becoming big, it is called the light fortnight, Gaur Krishna Paksha, and this is Gaur Paksha. Just call it the light fortnight. When moon becomes full. Waxing and waning, right? I'm going to try and see if I can make a moon here. Oops. That is, I'm not good at drawing with these things. Let me try it. There you go. Is that a little bit better? Yeah, exactly, Sandra. We use the same thing. We use this in Ayurveda. So when we are trying to in this cycle, when you're moving towards new moon, we do the detoxification. It doesn't mean that if you have a client who comes on like full moon or this day, you calculate and you say you start your detoxification or panchakarma or whatever you've given them on the Pratipat. Have them started from the Pratipat, from the first day of the lunar calendar. If you want to give someone restorative, tonifying therapies, they have come to you, let's say, here on 11th Ekadashi. Tell them to start on the Pratipat. Or if they've already come to you in this, then they can immediately start. So we are using this time, number two, when moon is becoming full, is a more auspicious time. When the moon is becoming nothing, it's a less auspicious time. But we can use, because this exactly the same thing. You're giving up things. This is a really good time to give up stuff. Yes, tonight is full moon, so tomorrow will be a good day to start something for like a detox, right? And if somebody wants, like you will have so many clients wanting to detox, right? In the January, tell them to start after like, after the Purnima, the first Purnima in January. Because you cannot, if the moon is becoming full, meaning the water in your body and kapha in your body is also increasing, it'll be hard to detox. Does it make sense? I've given some hints here. Let's see. So a generally good tithi. I've made a little this chart. I mean, this is the best I could do. And this is by no means comprehensive. It's very limited because I only wanted to leave you with just certain things. Usually, whether you are a light fortnight or a dark fortnight, these 3 days are generally good for everything. First day, sixth day, and 11th day. Yeah? First, sixth, and 11th of the lunar cycle. Whether it's light fortnight, dark fortnight, doesn't matter. However, when it's a dark fortnight, you're going to use the first, sixth, and 11th for detoxification. And when it's a light fortnight, you're going to use first, sixth, and 11th for giving restorative, tonic, rasayanas. Will you be sitting there and doing math? No, you need to have a lunar calendar on your wall so you can immediately see it and give the what date it is, what tithi it is. If it is not stuck to your wall, you are not going to remember. Very simple. I remember because I live my life on this. Anyone else who does this with tithis? Anuradha, you don't do it? I usually have the tithis on my fingertips. Because we, for us, every single day, because we do rituals every day, Atul and I. So for us, tithis are like, we live by the tithis. We're going to get along. You do, Padmini? How do you use the tithis? Like also when you get good news, for example, someone got a news that, like if I have a client who makes an appointment for, also, you know, for me, it kind of universe tells me what's going on. If somebody makes a appointment with me on, let's say, Ekadashi, right? They've come on a light fortnight and they're looking for restoration or restorative treatments or restorative. And I know because they've come on such an auspicious time on the dark, light fortnight, because they walked in my house at that time, it is telling me that whatever I give them, even if I give them a glass of water, it's going to work. That's the universe telling me this is going to be successful. If a person, you know, forces and tries to make an appointment for Chaturdashi, I know this is going to be a hard case, very hard to help this person. What do I mean by that? So these 3 days, not 12th, just the 13th, 14th and Amavasya. So the 13th day of new moon, 14th day of new moon and the new moon itself are generally bad days. Do not see anybody. However, if you have a client who's trying to start, like they're trying to lose weight or they're trying to start a war, or you're going to court, you have done a court case against someone, then these days are okay. These are days to start a war, not healing. Yes, usually first, sixth, 11th are always good. If you just particularly for health, second, seventh, and 12th day are good. You never want to do it on Saturdays, 4th, 9th, or 14th. Just these are the only ones you don't want to do anything on. These are very particular things. You have to go buy a lunar calendar or print it. And then what you'll have to write in each of the calendar. Do you want to use Atul's calendar? I can, but we have so many things there, it won't make sense for you. So tithi is for health, where you want to do something specifically. These are generally good tithi for anything, whether you want to get married or you, I remember one of her students years ago, he really believes in all of this. So And they are like churchgoers, right? His entire family. And they were so unhappy with me because they booked the church like Saturday morning. And I said, you can't get married on a Saturday morning. And he's like, Manjulali, please calculate my tithi. So I calculated it on a Wednesday. It was a Purnima on a Wednesday. And the best, and there is also something, it's called a Murta. I calculated the Murta time. It was like between 6 and 9 a.m. They got married at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And, you know, and also the price of the church was cheaper, trying to get the church at that time. And then they had their reception on the Saturday. I tell you, his family was not happy with me. Like, who is this lady? That was so funny. But, you know, he loved it. They got married Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. because they wanted it to work. And that's how it should be done. Even in India, when they do the marriages, now, you know, they will try and do it in Brahma Murta. So Indian marriages in India happening at 3 a.m., 4 a.m. in the morning. Anu, did you get married like that? Anybody? Or you're doing it in morning time is better. Night time, they just have the reception. Yeah, 6 a.m. Yeah, exactly. After like all night of partying, everybody's having a good time. You're just tired, wearing all the makeup and everything, right? So these tithis are good for anything. It doesn't matter. It is like general life stuff you can do on it. Yeah. For health specifically, you want to start something for your health. If you guys, then you want to start, like I do this because we women, we always have something going on, right? We are. So what I do is every time, like I'll start, I only do a 15-day cycle for me. Like I'll put myself or put my client on like a detox or a restore. I will only calculate it for 15 days and say after 15 days, stop it. Or after 15 days, call me. So because the cycle begins anew. It's a wheel of time, right? The cycle begins anew after every 15 days. So let's say you started this cycle. You try to do some restorative stuff for your mind or body. And then halfway through, you kind of couldn't do it anymore, right? You fell down. You're like, oh my God, now I'm eating chocolates. I'm missing meals. I've completely unbalanced. No problem. Start again on the Pratipat, the next cycle. Does it make sense? So we can use that cycle. And for women, it's very easy. You know, when you get another thing, so the 13th and the 14th and 15th, unless someone is going on like a, you generally don't want to see anybody on those days. And for women who get their menstrual period, you generally do not want to do any healing. You don't want to touch your beautiful healing crystals. You do not want to do any healing. You just want to rest. That is not a time for healing. Yeah. If you no longer get your period, wow, great. Then you don't have to do that. So these are the tithis for health. 2nd, 7th and 12th, Dwadashi. And again, same principle. If you are trying to give rasayanas, tonify, then you use the light fortnight or Krishna Paksha or dark fortnight for depletion. Same thing. I'm talking about if you're going to give someone and you're going to start on this day. And even simple things, you know. Let's say now, have you had any clients recently in December? Or even in November in Thanksgiving? Even something as simple as people are going back to their home for Thanksgiving or Christmas, or they're meeting their families, they're having parties. If you tell them start a detox, they are not going to follow it anyway. So you know, you will say, why don't you start it after the holiday, right? Similarly, you will say, you know, start it on this day. Like if somebody is, you've given someone a particular diet plan, they tell you, well, I'm not at my house, I don't have a kitchen, I'll go back to my house in 5 days. So obviously that person cannot start before 5 days anyway, right? So when you're telling your client start 3 days from now or five without giving them an explanation, you can tell them I've calculated an auspicious date for you, or you can, you know, if they're open to it, or tell them that, you know, I suggest you start on this day. They may or may not follow you. Tithis for accomplishing goals. Now, if you want to, like, what is the day for your website to go live, or what is the day that you open your office and things like that. So Ashtami, which is the 8th day only of light fortnight, is okay. Ashtami, which is the 8th day of full moon, is okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It is not bad, not good. It's neutral. But Ashtami of Amavasya, oh boy. Especially if it's a Saturday, nothing is going to go right. Ashtami Saturday, Krishna Paksh, close your eyes, sit at home. Don't do anything. There are certain days you don't want to do anything. Ashtami cannot. Somebody who's undergoing Shani period, Saturn. Oh, Ashtami 8. Then you, any Ashtami, wherever Saturn is ruling, Saturdays, and on Ashtami, you don't want to do anything because things are not going to work on those days if you're undergoing the Saturn. Is anybody undergoing the Shani? Today is Saturday. I give pranams to Shaneshwara. Om Shaneshwaraya Namah. Nobody's undergoing Sade Sati or Saturn Dasha. Everybody is. Do you know what Saturn does to us anyway? Astrologically? It gives us the result of a karma from previous life. And it's like a guru who teaches us lessons so we wouldn't make the same mistakes again. In India, people are so scared of Saturn. Saturn. But Saturn is a guru. And he is actually the, you know how they have the lady with the lady of justice? I forgot what she's called. She's wearing the blindfold and she's holding the scales. What is she called? You know, the lady justice, I think. The justice is blind, right? Actually, it is Shani who's the justice. He doesn't give more. And the thing is, he forgives you and he actually wants you to be on a more auspicious path. So he's amazing. He tells us that your life is more than just... So he helps us release that karma from previous life. So Tithis for accomplishing goals is third. Ashtami of light fortnight. Trayodashi of light fortnight is not that bad. But Trayodashi of dark fortnight is again bad. Bad. Light fortnight. These are light fortnight. Tuesdays of light fortnight is great if you want to do some spring cleaning or you want to clean your house or you want to get things accomplished. Tuesdays, all this Mars energy. So generally Tuesdays of light fortnight will have that energy as well. These are tithis that are usually associated with loss. Generally, if it's a Purnima on a Saturday, it's okay. No problem. But if it's not a Purnima, generally you want to avoid Saturdays. You want to avoid Chaturthi, especially of dark fortnight. You want to avoid Navami, especially of dark fortnight. You want to a Chaturdashi of... So I've made this chart. And tithis that you can close your eyes and do anything and it'll be successful. One is called Akshay Tritiya. Akshay Tritiya usually falls in May. This is the day, you know, we say Brahma created Earth. Vijay Dashmi usually falls in October. Jan 14th, Makar Sankranti. And then mostly all the Purnimas. All the full moons are generally amazing. You can just do anything in it. For example, we just passed Sharad Purnima, which is the winter Purnima. There is Gaur Purnima that happens in March. Easter Purnima. Why am I calling it Easter Purnima? Because there's no Sanskrit name for it. What is Easter Purnima? Anybody know that? This is the only thing in that they calculate. Easter is calculated. Why do you think Easter falls on a different day every single year? Anybody can answer that? It's the most important energetic time. Very, very important time. Yes. Yes. Oh, because the Murta, yes, we'll come to that one. So the same day as Easter Purnima is also, I cannot remember, there is a Jewish festival and they have a Purnima also on that day. It's a big moon thing that they do. Do you know about this? I remember I had my Jewish friend who would always do this party and I would always tell her, but you're Jewish. She's like, but we have our thing on the full moon, same thing. And they kind of break bread with everybody. Yes. So that first Sunday, yes. So that area, the Easter, the actual full moon of the Easter. I'm talking about the actual full moon of the Easter. I believe that's when Jesus was born. Because it's one of the most astrologically powerful dates in the entire year. There is also Hanuman Jayanti. Hanuman was also born on the same day. There's like five things that happen on that. Very, very powerful. I don't know where the bunnies came from, honestly. Yeah. So that is a very powerful Purnima. Gaur Purnima happens in March. We call it Holi. Sharad Purnima is generally, there's Kartik Purnima, there's all of these Purnima. Generally, if it's a Purnima, yes, I'm talking about Passover. That's Sandra, that's correct. That's the one when they break bread and they all sit together and they, is that the one? So the point is, it doesn't matter. A lot of cultures and religions around the world, a lot of these amazing dates fall on a Purnima. So it doesn't matter. You started a practice, your homework, whatever. You fell down, right? Oh my God, how am I going to complete this? Go back and start again. Start a new cycle. Maybe you fell down again, start a new cycle. Is somebody like, I'm always trying to lose weight. And half the time I'm not successful because it's my body type, right? But if I do want to at least get rid of the water, do you think I'll be successful doing it in the light? No. Because kapha is naturally increasing. The water is naturally increasing in our body at this time. But doing it from Prativat to Amavasya, that is the times. That means if someone is going to go on a diet, they can generally just diet for 15 days of the month. The next 15 days, they have to do restoration. So if we do this, 15 days of diet plus 15 days of restoration, I never end up following it. But if I and when I do, when I've done this in the past, I've lost weight. I mean, I'm not talking about amazing amount of weight, but this is something. So we cannot go against nature. This is when waters are increasing in the body, kapha is naturally going to increase a little bit. Yeah? Does it make sense? And I'm going to leave it here. And I've already shared this with you. I hope that this kind of made a bit more sense. This is all astrology. This is Vedic astrology, what we talked about.